to give Peabody forewarning if you should get closer to his trail, and to locate Morgan so that Peabody could make him disappear. Morgan dead at the hands of White Council justice is one thing. Had Peabody succeeded, killed Morgan, and gotten rid of the body, then, as far as we knew, the traitor would be at large in the world and uncatchable. It would have been a continuous stone around our necks. And a perfect cover for Peabody, I said. He could off whoever he wanted, and given the slightest excuse, everyone would assume that it had been Morgan. Not only Peabody, the gatekeeper said. Any of our enemies might have taken advantage of it the same way. And it also explains why he came to Chicago after I dropped that challenge on the council. He probably thought that the fake informant was Anastasia. He had to go there to find out if his brain lock was holding. I shook my head. I mean, he never needed to come through that way since he already knew one out to Demon Reach. Christ, I got lucky. Also true, the gatekeeper said. Though I would suggest that your forethought allowed you to make your own luck. He shook his head. If Morgan had not acted so quickly, things might have been even worse. Lucio would have stood accused as well, and neither of them would have had any idea what had happened. Accusing Morgan was bad enough. The wardens would not have stood for both the captain and her second to be placed under arrest. It might have begun a civil war all on its own. Morgan, he loved Lucio, I said. The gatekeeper nodded. He wore his heart on his sleeve for quite a while when he was younger, but she never let anyone close. In retrospect, it was a personality shift that should have been noted, though she kept her relationship with you discreet. I snorted quietly. Easy to expect tampering when someone turns into a foaming maniac, I said. When someone changes by becoming happy, it's sort of hard not to be happy for them. He smiled, a brief flash of warmth. Very true. When you help her start fixing the damage, it's already begun. Her subconscious has been struggling against the bindings placed in her mind for some time. Even if she'd felt something before, the fact that it was forced upon her will cause a backlash. Yeah, I said. Things got sort of tense between us. I guess after this whole situation got going. I sort of figured we'd already broken up, but this wasn't a case of having loved and lost. She had never loved me. Madeline's kiss, when she'd buried me in an avalanche of bliss while she took a bite from my life force, had proved that. Anastasia hadn't ever been in love. Maybe she hadn't ever really liked me. Or maybe she had. Or maybe it was all of the above. Whatever it had been, it was over now, before it could grow into anything else. And neither of us had been given much of a choice in the matter. I hadn't expected it to hurt quite as much as it did. Rashid put his hand on my shoulder. I'm sorry, he said. I thought you deserved to know. Yeah, I said, my voice rough. Thank you, I guess. I found myself letting out a bitter little laugh. The gatekeeper tilted his head. I've been trying to work out why no one used magic on anyone at Lafortier's murder. What is your conclusion? You can't do anything with magic that you don't really, truly believe in, I said. Some part of Lucio had to recognize that killing Lafortier was wrong, so she used a knife. Morgan could no more have unleashed magic upon a lawfully serving senior council member or onto his commanding officer than he could have apologized for how he's treated me. And Lafortier never saw it coming from Anastasia. He probably died confused, never had a chance to use a spell. I looked up at the gatekeeper. It wasn't some big, arcane, mysterious reason. It was because everyone was human. In my experience, he said, that is more than mystery enough.